Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk and a sprinkle of laughter. Ever feel like your mind's playing tricks on you, spinning out into worryvol faster than a caffeinated squirrel? Yeah, me too. It's crazy how easily our thoughts can hijack our emotions, leaving us feeling stressed, insecure, and doubting ourselves. But guess what? There's a powerful tool that can help us navigate these mental storms, self-trust. And no, I'm not talking about blindly believing everything your gut whispers. Sometimes that thing needs a reality check. We're diving deep into Stoic Discourse today, a practice that can seriously level up your emotional strength and build unshakable self-trust. Think of it as mental armor for your soul. Ready to ditch the inner critic and unlock your own badassery? Let's go. First off, let's get real about why self-trust matters. It's like the foundation of your entire emotional house. If that base is shaky, everything else wobbles. When you trust yourself, you make decisions with clarity, confidence, and resilience. You bounce back from setbacks faster because you believe in your ability to handle whatever life throws at you. Now, how do we actually cultivate this self-trust? That's where Stoic Discourse comes in. Think of it as a mental gym workout for your soul. It involves actively engaging with your thoughts and challenging those negative voices that whisper doubts and insecurities. Number one, get curious about your thoughts. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, don't just accept it. Stop, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, is this thought actually true? Is there evidence to support it? Or am I letting fear and assumptions run the show? Remember, your thoughts are not facts, they are just mental chatter. Next up, practice self-compassion. You wouldn't rip into your best friend for making a mistake, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. When you stumble, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Self-criticism is like a constant negative loop. Break free from that cycle and embrace the beauty of imperfection. Number three, focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But instead of getting overwhelmed by the uncontrollable stuff, channel your energy into what you can actually influence. Your actions, your mindset, and your responses to situations. Remember that Stoic saying? The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. So choose wisely. Number four, build resilience through adversity. Challenges are inevitable, but they are also opportunities for growth. Embrace those tough moments as chances to learn, adapt, and become stronger. Think of it like this: a tree doesn't grow straight, it bends and adapts with the wind. You can be like that resilient tree, weathering the storms and emerging even more beautiful. Finally, remember your values. What truly matters to you? Honesty, kindness, courage. When your actions align with your values, you build a sense of purpose and integrity that strengthens self-trust. It's like having a compass guiding you through life's journey. Stay true to yourself. Okay, time for a real-world example. Imagine this. You're applying for your dream job. Your anxiety starts ramping up. Those inner doubts creep in, whispering things like you're not good enough, or what if they say no, but hold on. Remember what we talked about. Acknowledge those thoughts, challenge their validity, and focus on what you can control: your preparation, your attitude, and your delivery during the interview. You've got this. Remember, folks, self-trust is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. By engaging in Stoic Discourse, you can silence those negative voices, embrace your strengths, and navigate life's challenges with confidence and grace. So go out there, trust yourself, and make amazing things happen. Want to take this even further? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little boost of self-trust. Leave a review, it helps others discover this powerful podcast. And join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of Stoic warriors together. Until next time, keep striving for greatness. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.